It is a beautiful Monday morning.
Absolutely sensational.
I like him. He's aggressive. He gets in there.
But I do have one more point about Liverpool, though.
Honestly.
Absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Plazenac. Oh, geez.
An absolute beautiful goal.
Welcome to the Trademate Sports Podcast.
G'day, everyone, and welcome back to the second part of the NRL Preview 2020 with Jason, the Aussie Podcast Episode 2. We are back. And we are going to move on to the North Queensland Cowboys, mate. What do you think about the good old Cowboys? They've actually brought in some serious talent this year in Eason Masters and Valentine Holmes. Biggest loss is the old timer Matty Scott, and they finished 14th last year. A disappointing season. What do you think about the Cowboys this year? They're an interesting case.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how Valentine Holmes slots back through his NFL expedition. We saw when Jarryd Hayne tried NFL and came back, he definitely wasn't the player he was before he left. I don't see Valentine Holmes having the same, negative experience. I think he'll come back and he'll quickly get back to where he was, and he'll love playing fullback in the Cowboys lineup. I think last year was very interesting. I think they struggled with a bit of a leadership around the park. I don't know if Michael Morgan's a natural seven, and I think that showed last year with a bit of clunkiness in their attack. They've definitely got some good names, like Taumalolo obviously is one of the game's best and gets them moving forward. And Cohen Hess is young and exciting. So, I don't know about the Cowboys this year. I think they've got a new stadium up there in Townsville this year, and that the crowd will be happy and excited to get around that. And they always get great crowds up there. So, they'll be an interesting team this year. It'll be interesting to see how they go.
Yeah, there's so many factors to look at with the Cowboys. For me, firstly, like you said, Valentine Holmes. If we're going off precedence, which is only one case, Jarryd Hayne failed to get back anywhere near his best when he came back from the NFL. We'll have to see how Valentine Holmes goes. So there's that. And then secondly, they need to find someone to partner Michael Morgan in the halves. So that looks like it's going to be Scott Drinkwater to start the season. But, yeah, I couldn't agree more, mate. I don't think Michael Morgan's this, Cooper Cronk-like figure that can steer them around the park, or like a, Jonathan Thurston, these kind of players that can, steer them around the park. I think he's more of a, see what's in front of him and play. So, yeah, I still think there's going to be issues there for the Cowboys. I looked at their bench, or their predicted bench, and it looks quite weak. I mean, I've never heard of some of the players in there. Jason Taumalolo goes down. They're in absolute disarray. He carries them. He absolutely carries them. Throughout last season, he's always carried them quite well. And then the last one for me is Paul Green. Premiership winning coach, I know. That was back in 2014 or 15, maybe, if my memory serves me well. But since then, mate, the Cowboys have basically done nothing. And without, Jonathan Thurston, they're not the team they used to be. So I think Paul Green's under pressure this year, and I feel like if he fails, this could be his last season as the Cowboys coach.
Yeah, I reckon he's under a bit of pressure too. It's hard to – I think you're right. I think the depth isn't there this year, which might have been there previously going back a few seasons. So, yeah, they wouldn't want any injuries. Look, I don't think they're going to have too many players in Origin throughout that period. Michael Morgan might play centre again if New South Wales are lucky. And, it'll be an interesting just looking at where I've got them predicted on the ladder, and I've probably overstated them at the moment.
I'm thinking the exact same thing right now.
Once we start talking about it a bit more, I guess they've got a couple of just good players that can win them games. So that was my theory in putting them where I had them. I had them in ninth position, but Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the likes of Cronulla or Manly jump above them and they move down a bit based off my predictor ladder. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting season. But, I think if the injury curse hits, they're in world of trouble.
Yeah, they've also got Josh Maguire too that looks like he might miss the opening few rounds. He got a knee injury at the Nines. So, yeah, mate.
Thug in rugby league.
Love it. That's a typical New South Wales supporter. I've got them finishing in 11th, mate, and you had them in 9th. Like, I've got them in 11th, and I still think that I've probably gone a bit too high here. But I guess you have to stick with what I previously thought. Especially if Valentine Holmes is another Jared Hayne case coming back from the NFL, then, you know, mate, we could be looking at a bottom four very easily. I guess it's just Jason Taumalolo, isn't it? I think that's the main thing. Yeah. He literally takes them up. You know, we're talking 4 to 8 spots, I'd say. But if he's gone, he equally takes them down. So, all right. They're at 17 in odds also. I think that's a tremendous undervalue, I guess, or not value for me. I've got them in 11th. You've got them in 9th. We'll see how they go. Parramatta. The best Eel side I have seen in years. Haven't lost anyone, but they've brought in some serious meat into their forward pack. Regan Campbell-Gillard, Ryan Madison, Ryan Madison had a great season last year at the Tigers. And if Regan Campbell-Gillard can get back to the form that saw him make the New South Wales side a couple years ago, then... mate, the Eels might be lifting the trophy this year. They finished 5th last year, made it to week 2 of the finals. Like I said, mate, I think this team could be the wild card to win the premiership this year.
Yeah, I reckon they're a good side as well. I've got them improving significantly on last year, and I think last year they improved significantly on the year before. Regan Campbell-Gillard's an interesting one. Like you said, if he can get back to that origin standard, I know he had a broken cheekbone, I think it was, that really knocked him around a bit and zapped his confidence. And I don't think he was too happy at Penrith the last couple of seasons. So if he's back and enjoying his footy again, there's no reason to say that he won't get back to his best. And Brad Fittler came out during the week and said Junior Paulo's his smoky for origin. So
wow.
There's a lot to like there. Dylan Brown's an exciting young six. Blake Ferguson's setting the world alight, and Mike Acevo was the leading try scorer last year. So, yeah, no, there's a lot to like there.
Yeah, if there was a question mark, mate, for me, it would be Dylan Brown and Reid Mahoney. They obviously both had great seasons last year. Reid Mahoney was, you know, he almost got the he was touted as maybe the next 9 for the Maroons, and Dylan Brown was brilliant in his rookie season. So the problem is, if they can't replicate that, then it puts a lot of pressure on someone like a Mitchell Moses. So I think that's the key. If those two can improve, get even better, then I think we could be looking at, like I said, the Eels could be lifting the trophy.
Geez, you guys getting that desperate in Queensland after 2 losses that you're getting Reid Mahoney to play 9. That's interesting. Dylan Brown, I think it was an interesting stat running around last year that he was injured for a lot of it. I think he hurt his back, but when he played, they basically won every game. He's definitely, if he can avoid the second year blues, he definitely get him going. And Mitch Moses has another good year. They're set for a good year ahead, I think.
Yeah, cool, mate. Well, I've got them finishing in 3rd. They're at 11 in odds to win the premiership. So I don't know. I think 11 in odds is actually a bit of value there.
Yeah, I've got them in 3rd too. So we're on the same page with that one, which is the first for the day, except for the Storm. So. We're going good. That's good to see.
I was looking at our predicted ladders, mate, and we've actually got the exact same top 6. Obviously not in order, but we are like-minded at least in that area.
That's good. There's only one Queensland team in there too, which I like. So
No, Melbourne Storm is basically a Queensland team, mate. Come on.
Very true, very true.
All right, we'll move on. Penrith Panthers, last year finished 10th. Not too much in terms of coming in. They got Kurt Capewell, Zane Tedovano. I actually quite like Kurt Capewell, just on the side, I'd like to say that. So he could be a good good prospect for them there. Big out, mate. James Maloney, huge out, I think, especially with this side. They're such a young, young side. I really think that Ivan Cleary is going to have to work his magic here because, yeah, on paper, if you look through 1 to 17, they are, I would say they're probably the youngest side in the competition.
Yeah, they're an interesting side. I think you're right. They're very young, but I think they're exciting. I think they've got this young exuberance. You got Kikau, who's an absolute weapon.
Oh yeah.
In the back row, and I think Nathan Cleary, he should be set for a breakout year this year. I think it's time for him. Now that he's in charge of the side and running the troops without Maloney there, I think it's time for him to step up and really have a crack.
He has to, doesn't he?
Capewell, I agree, is underrated and will be a great addition to their side. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up – he's a very versatile player. Wouldn't be surprised if he ends up playing a few games in the centres this year as well if they start leaking a bit defensively. They're an interesting side this year. Zane Tedovano from the Roosters gives them a bit of backup on the bench. I don't think he'll be a starting player for them, but he's definitely one that can come on and give them some go forward once everybody starts getting tired. So it'll be an interesting year for the Penrith side.
Yeah. Just a note, Dylan Edwards, is out for the start of the season. So they've got a young fellow called Caleb Akins coming in to fullback to start the season, most likely. And like I said, the biggest question marks, obviously they've got a very young side and there's a lot of pressure on Nathan Cleary, I think, this year to step up and lead this side around the park. The other question mark for me was actually James Taumau as captain. He's been around for a long time, hasn't he? But I don't see him as a leader. But then I do look at that side and I think, where is the leadership? And the name that comes to me is Nathan Cleary once again in terms of leadership. But I don't know, what do you think about James Taumau as captain?
I think they've just given it to the oldest bloke in the squad by the looks of things. Yeah. And I don't think Ivan wants to put too much pressure on Nathan. I think he just wants to let him run the show, run the team around the park and lead like that. I don't think Nathan needs the extra pressure of having the captaincy next to his name. So I think that's as much of a strategic thing than anything else. James Taumau, like you said, has been around the traps and I think you should be able to handle the added pressure quite easily.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Nathan Cleary just seems like he's basically the unnamed captain, as he will be leading the side around. All right, I've got them finishing in 10th, mate, missing out on the 8, and they are at 21 in odds to win the premiership. I think, I really rate Ivan Cleary as a coach, but I think this looks like too hard of a project for me.
Yeah, I've got them in 8th this year. I think they'll improve a little bit on last year. A lot of teams find it hard to travel out to Penrith and win games just because of the conditions and how vocal the crowd is out there. I think Nathan can go take his game to another level and I think they could be all right this year. I think, yeah, I'd like to see them in 8th and maybe win a final, but probably not. Probably see them out in the first week. But, yeah, no, I think they might be able to crack the top 8 this year.
All right. We will have to see, mate. We will move on to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Big off-season for them, mate. After finishing 3rd last year, making it to the prelims and getting knocked out. Big in, Latrell Mitchell, but a big out in Sam Burgess. Let's start off with Latrell Mitchell. For me, I would be worried about this if I was the Rabbitohs. For one, I've seen photos of the bloke and he's not looking in good shape. He's not one notorious to look in great shape, but his running is going to go up. I don't know how many times, but probably like he's probably going to be running at least double what he normally does in the centres. He doesn't look in great shape for me. I didn't actually catch the All-Stars game, so I'm not sure about how he went, because I did see he was playing fullback for the Indigenous side. And also, when he was playing for the Roosters, mate, he did get a shot at fullback. I think it was in 2017. You'll know more than me. He didn't do too flash. And when he does play in the centres for the Roosters, or when he did, he doesn't take too many runs, mate. Like, he's... I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how he'll go at fullback. I'm hoping he doesn't do very well, to be honest. But, he was very lazy in defence last year at the Roosters in that centre position. And I don't think it's a fullback's a position you can be lazy in any part of your game, whether it be attack or defence. So that'll be interesting to see if he gets caught out there. He's going to get tackled a lot more. The big boys are going to come through and put bombs on him and try and hit him hard early in games. He doesn't really have a long fuse either, so if people get niggling into him at the back there, he might crack. So, I wouldn't be too optimistic if I was a South supporter about him playing at fullback. He's going to have his flashes of brilliance throughout the year, and everyone's going to sit back and go, wow, he's amazing, and he's going to break tackles, and he's going to run lengths of the field for tries. But if he does that, he's going to be gassed for the rest of the game. So, it'll be interesting. He's not the fittest fullback running around. He's probably one of the biggest. And it'll be very interesting to see how he goes. I think you're right. I think his fitness could take a battering early in the year. Maybe we might see him in his best later in the year once he gets suited to the position a bit more. But, I think especially early on he might struggle.
Yeah, I think this is a bigger gamble than people are thinking from like Wayne Bennett and South Sydney. They do have a bit of backup, mate. They've got Alex Johnston still on the side. So if it does fail, you might see him go to fullback and Latrell go back to the centres. I think he's just got to replicate what Greg Inglis was able to do. Greg Inglis is probably one of the biggest fullbacks of all time. So, and he's a very similar player to Greg. So if he should be, if I was him, I'd be giving Greg a call and be like, mate, what did you do to get fit? What did you do to succeed at fullback? Because I think he's a very similar player to him. And I think that's what they're banking on, that he's going to basically be able to replicate what Greg Inglis did for Souths. But yeah, we'll move past with Latrell. If you look at their side, they are very back heavy for me. Dane Gagai, Braden Burns, James Roberts, Campbell Graham, Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds. But then you look at their forward pack, and although they've got Damien Cook and Cameron Murray too, we're looking at the likes of Ethan Lowe, Jaden Sewer, Liam Knight, Tevita Totola, mate. I think they've got way too. They've spent almost too much money on their backs and not enough on their forwards.
Yeah, they don't really have a forward pack that I think will scare opposition forwards.
No.
I think if you're an opposition forward coming up against South Sydney, the pack this year, you're really pumping yourself up to get on top of them and really dominate them early through the middle. There's no one there that screams scariness. Cameron Murray's a very very good player, but he's more likely to run around you than he is through you. Whilst he is very solid defensively, he's not going to flatten too many of the big guys, I don't think. So it'll be interesting to see what their depth in the forward pack would be like too. I think they were banking on getting Jai Arrow there this year, which obviously isn't going to happen now. So
no, definitely not with Ryan James out.
Yeah, so it'll be very interesting to see how their forward pack goes. I think you really need a strong, scary, solid forward pack to feature late in the year, especially late in September.
Yeah.
So I think that'll go against them. But, you know, they'll be there. They'll be up around the mark. They'll score plenty of tries, whether or not they can stop them.
Yeah, this is another case. I'm looking at my prediction, mate. I have got them in sixth, but I'm thinking I've gone too high, because like we know in the NRL or in rugby league in general, if you haven't got a forward pack that is moving you forwards, then basically the likes of Damien Cook, Cody Walker, Latrell, James Roberts, they're absolutely useless. So, yeah, I have got them in sixth, mate. They're at 9 in odds to win the premiership. Yeah, what do you think? I'm really fear for the Rabbitohs that if this forward pack can't get them going, that they're just going to be wasting the amount of talent they have out wide.
Yeah, I've got them in fifth. I just think that their back line's got too many weapons in it that could cause havoc, and Damien Cook can make something out of nothing. So I think they'll be okay. I think in fifth they'll win a few games by a decent amount, and I don't see them losing too many. You know, they're not going to have too many people at Origin this year. I don't think they'll have Cameron Murray and Damien Cook, but that back line should be able to play, and Dane Gagai, I guess, for the Maroons. But that back line should be able to stick together for most of the year and form a pretty good partnership, I'd imagine.
All right. We'll move on, mate. Dragons, last year finished in 15th. Key ins this year, Trent Merrin's back. And also they've got Isaac Luke, which is an interesting signing there. Key outs, Gareth Widdop, massive out there. I think the biggest in, mate, Shane Flanagan as assistant coach. And I think this basically means that Paul McGregor has, I don't know, what do you reckon? Puts a string of losses together, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 losses together. I reckon he's out the door, and thank you very much. We've got a very good assistant coach right there, premiership winning coach in Shane Flanagan. I wanted to say this later, but I couldn't find a market on it. I think if you can get good odds on Paul McGregor to be the first coach sacked and Shane Flanagan come in as coach, then I would be taking that bet. Yeah, what do you think about the Dragons, mate?
I agree with you. I reckon it's between him and Steve Kearney between who gets the sack first as coach this year. They've been decimated by injuries in this preseason. Have St. George, Corbin Sims has broken his arm at the Nines. McGuinness has gone down with an MCL at the Nines. I think Matt Duffy's done his cheekbone as well at the Nines. So they got hammered over there in Perth, and it's really shaped their side going into round one. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens, I think. There's not a whole lot of improvement I see coming from last year. It's not like they've got a new coach with a new game plan or anything, but I think you're right. I think Shane Flanagan will put his stamp on the side. We'll probably see a few different things. They've got a couple of exciting players coming through as well. Tristan Saylor, son of Big Dell, coming through, and he seems to be really exciting and one to watch. Tyson Frizzell doesn't really want to be there anymore. There's a lot of talk about him going to Newcastle next year. Wow. So if he's doing a lot of contract negotiations throughout the year about that, that could get his focus somewhere else. So, and then, you know, they're going to be hurt during the Origin period because Ben Hunt will go play as a utility for the Maroons. And then you got the potential of Frizzell, Bourne, Tarek Sims lining up for the New South Wales side in the back row and for the front row. So, yeah, they're interesting. They've got a couple of really good players, but they've got a couple of players there that you look at them and you're not sure whether they'd make any of the other 17, 16 sides in the comp. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. Their forward pack's quite good though, isn't it? Tarek Sims, Frizzell, Vaughan, Graham, James Graham, Trent Merrin. They've got a great forward pack. It's just, I think if they get off to a slow start, it's all over for McGregor. And I think Shane Flanagan could do good things with this side. You saw what Shane Flanagan did with the Sharks a couple of years back with a dominant forward pack. And he's going to have one here if he takes over. So, yeah, what else is there to say? And, yeah, like you said, mate, McGuinness, Sims out for the early parts of the season. It's almost like it's tempted fate here, isn't it, that the early injuries and the point that McGregor has to perform early or he's probably going to be shown the back door. So all signs lead to maybe an early sacking here, mate. And I've got them finishing in 14th. I think they're a better side than 14th, though. I think there's just too much controversy around them at the moment, and the early injury of Cameron McGuinness is quite big too.
Yeah, it's a bit unlucky with Cameron McGuinness after just being announced as captain of the club. So you've got a feel for him there. But yeah, I've got the Dragons in 13th. I've got them down the bottom quadrant of the ladder as well. I think everything you said, you nailed it. Too many injuries and too much pressure early in the season might be too much for them.
Yeah, the only thing that I could see them ending up higher was, like I said with the Warriors before, if they if McGregor's shown the door early, then they might, you know, revamp under a Shane Flanagan and get closer to the, you know, top eight kind of positions. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see, mate. But we can move on to your side. The Sydney Roosters, my least favourite team in the competition, your favourite team in the competition. Winners last year, they achieved what hadn't been achieved for a long, long time in going back-to-back premiers. But they have lost a few big key names in Latrell Mitchell, like we said, and Cooper Cronk to retirement. They are the bookies' favourites to win the premiership at 4.25 in odds. All right, mate. What do you think? Roosters, is it the three-peat?
Oh, mate, this is going to be hard. I'm gonna try my very best not to put the unjust bias that you placed on the Titans side with the Roosters this year. a couple of big losses. Cooper Cronk, you know, he didn't have a massive year last year, but it was more his leadership, I think, around the park and his general organising of the side, pushing people to stand in different places and get ready for upcoming plays that I think will be the thing that we miss most this year. He let Luke Keary run the attack last year when he was available, and I thought again in the World Club Challenge last weekend, Luke was very good again. He got player of the match, and Kyle Flanagan was very solid for a debut with the club. Kyle Flanagan was growing up a Roosters fan when he was a young kid, so he's all guns blazing and wanting to do the best he can for the club, which is good to see. Back-to-back premiers, back-to-back World Club Challenge winners. They're a pretty good club, mate. I like them a lot.
Yeah, funny that. and I also wanted to say Jake Friend, he was missing for most of last season. And he was missing for the grand final too. So having him in the side is also almost like a new signing for the Chooks. What else is there to say about them? I think Kyle Flanagan, like you said, I think he's just going to slot in, mate. I think it's just the dream club to be at, isn't it? And I think he's just going to be moulded into that, you know, kind of similar to Cooper Cronk. They're going to, like Cooper Cronk did for Keary, I think they're just going to try and mould him into becoming the dominant playmaker later in his career. I guess the biggest question mark for me is motivation. How badly do they want three premierships in a row?
Yeah, I don't think that'll be an issue under Trent Robinson. I think he'll find a way and script the narrative in a way that'll get them going. No one's ever done three in a row before, so that'd be a bit exciting for them. I think that might be their motivation going through the year. I agree with what you say. Jake Friend's a new player. Boyd Cordon didn't play a lot of last year because he was injured the whole time, because he seems to have the old man calf injury that seems to plague him. And that left centre position will be interesting this year. It's looking less and less likely that Josh Morris will come across, unfortunately, because I think he would have been a really good addition for us there.
Yeah.
But after watching the World Club Challenge and reading all the news articles around at the moment, it looks like Angus Crichton might get first crack at it.
Wow. What do you think of that?
I don't mind it. The more I think about it, the more I don't mind it. He's a hard-running back rower, which is only one in from the centre position really anyway. He's got good hands. He's quite quick. He played centres when he played rugby union at high school. So he's used to playing in a back line and used to, you know, passing the ball and running hard, and he's very good defensively, which is what you need inside a player like Daniel Tupou. So, I like him. I think there's a little bit of depth there as well. You know, if Jake Friend goes down, you've got Sam Berrills to come in, who played extremely well last year in the nine position. You know, Lachlan Lamb, there's a few young halves coming through too. But like we said with the Storm earlier, I think they're a team based off the structure. And therefore, I don't think it matters who they bring, who comes in and who comes out. I think they just slot straight into the system, straight into the structures, and away they go. Trent Robinson, arguably the best coach of the last decade with the club and with Craig Bellamy, and you know, the Roosters are always there or thereabouts, so I don't expect it to be any different this year. I don't think they will do as well as last year in the regular season. I think you might see a little bit of a lag throughout the year if they get a bit tired, but they'll be up there, they'll be thereabouts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really questioning their motivation. It's more so a team like the Raiders or a team like the Eels, I feel like they'll just be hungrier. You know what I mean? Like they should be hungrier. They haven't got a premiership to their name. They haven't got a double premiership to their name like the Roosters. So, yeah, that's kind of my thought, is that other teams might just be that little bit hungrier, which is key. All right. I've got them in second, mate. No surprise there. And you've got them in second too, I think.
No, I got him in fourth, actually.
Fourth, right, eh?
I tackled with this because actually I was tempted to put them even lower just because I thought, you know, this third year hangover in the premierships and, you know, like you've mentioned, that motivation with other teams, becoming the hunted instead of the hunters for a second year in a row, it's a lot. You're going to have teams showing them their best every week to try and knock off the reigning premiers. So I got them at fourth. Teddy hopefully can go to another level, and the likes of Joey Manu and stuff are performing well lately. So, yeah, hopefully they get up there again, and I've got them, fourth place.
All right. I'll have to wait and see. Hopefully they come last. All right, last year, we'll move on to the West Tigers. Last year, they finished ninth, massively punching above their weight. Key ins this year, both the Leilua brothers are over to the West Tigers, and they've also brought in Adam, I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, but I might as well, Dewey or something like that. He's from the from the Rabbits. And also key outs, they've lost quite a few. Ryan Madison, Eason Masters, and the retirement of Robbie Farah. 34 in odds to take out the premiership this year. I don't know. I don't know about the Tigers. I guess you look at them and you think they punched above their weight last year. So can Michael Maguire take another step, or did they really punch above their weight last year and it's all going to fall apart this year? Your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, I think Adam Dewey is a good addition there at fullback. Corey Thompson would have to be the shortest winger in the comp, wouldn't he? That guy's a little pocket rocket.
Stubmaster.
Luke Brooks has had the potential word thrown around him for so many years now, and I think he really needs to take this team by the scruff of the necks and get them going forward. Interesting with Josh Reynolds now that all his off-season controversies behind him. So I think he's probably set to take the nine jersey maybe with Moses Mbai. And now with Joey Leilua there in the centres as well, if he can get himself fit and firing and prove a point to those down in Canberra that he should never have left and they should have wanted to keep him. It'll be they'll watch an act side again. There's no real standout superstars in their side. There's a lot of, again, that word potential, but yeah, we'll see. I think they'll win a couple of games this year again against a couple of top sides, but equally they're more than likely to lose to the Titans at home. So, I think I don't have too much trust and faith in them, and I think I agree with you with them overperforming last year.
Why do you say that losing to the Titans at home would be a massive shock, mate? How dare you?
Well, I've got them last in the competition, so, you know, just thought I'd get a cheeky dig in there whilst I can.
Thanks, mate. Righto. Well, you've got, I don't know, what do you think about Benji? He had a great season last year, a year older though now. Yeah, the two players I've highlighted here, Benji Marshall, Moses Mbai at nine. Another one's Luke Brooks, whether he can go to another level. What are your thoughts on those players, mate?
Yeah, the Benji Marshall's an interesting one. He is a little bit older, but again, last year I thought he was going to drop off because of how old he was, and he was very good. He was back to the Benji of old. I think if he keeps playing with that freedom, if him and Luke Brooks can play with a bit of freedom together and play what they say in front of them, they're very dangerous and they can just put others in the right positions. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting. Look, I think those two need to click again. I think they're really the key. And if they can get one of their forward pack young kids to really step up and have a breakout year, that'll go a long way for them to get a bit more success.
Yeah, all right, mate. I think Michael Maguire is going to have to work his magic again if they are to do well. I've got them finishing in 12th, which, to be honest, I think I've gone too high with them again, just looking at their side. Yeah, where have you got them, mate?
Yeah, I've got them in 12th as well.
Oh,
so there we go.
Hooray. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. So, I've got them in 12th, and I'd be surprised if they weren't there or thereabouts throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see, mate. And that is all 16 teams previewed. Well done, mate. That was a superb innings from both of us, I think. We'll run through our predicted ladders again, although, I mean, I feel like I want to change mine now, but we'll have to pick and stick, mate, like the good old Maroons did back in the day. All right, I've got Storm first, Roosters second, Eels third, Raiders fourth, Broncos fifth, Rabbits sixth, Sharks seventh, Titans eighth, ninth, Knights, Panthers 10th, Cowboys 11th, Tigers 12th, Manly 13th, Dragons 14th, Warriors 15th, and Bulldogs earning the spoon. What about you, mate?
Yeah, mate, like we said earlier, our top six is very similar, and then the rest of the competition is a bit of a lottery. Going from Storm in first, the Raiders in second, the Eels third, Chooks in fourth, Rabbits fifth, Broncos sixth, Newcastle 7th, Penrith 8th, Cowboys 9th, Sharks 10th, Manly in 11th, the Tigers in 12th, Dragons 13th, Warriors 14th, Bulldogs 15th, and Titans 16th for me.
How dare you? Titans 16th. All right. And then I reckon the best part of the podcast, mate, some value bets. In terms of future bets or outright bets, as some people like to call them. All right, you've got four value bets here you see at the moment, mate. Do you want to talk us through them?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of interesting different ways we could play it this year. I think based off our predicted ladders, we've both got the Storm on top, and therefore the top non-New South Wales team being the Storm at $2.50, I think represents some great value.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the only ones that could challenge that are the Raiders, being from Canberra and the ACT not being a non-New South Wales side. But I have too much faith in the Storm system down there that I think they will be on top. As mentioned earlier, I think Newcastle underperformed last year, and I think they'll make the top eight. At $2.25, I'm happy to take that on. Based off my predicted ladder, I've got the Titans in last, and therefore think they will have the most losses for the year, and have them at $3.50. So it looks like they were the favourites for that position as well. $3.50 is a pretty juicy go at it. And then a grand final winning region being any other team not from New South Wales or Queensland, therefore leaving the Raiders or the Storm to win the comp this year at $3.50.
Yeah, I like that bet too. I mean, yeah, looking at your bets, I like, I do like the top New South Wales team to be the Storm at $2.50. I think there's lots of value in that. And then the one you said then about the any other team, so the Storm or the Raiders, or I don't know, who else can you throw on there? The Warriors, mate, just in case they pick up the premiership. But I'd have to say, mate.
I think if the Warriors were in calculations, it wouldn't be 350.
Exactly. But yeah, I have to disagree with the most losses Titans, mate. Surely they can't do it a second year in a row.
Yeah. Well, wait and see, mate. We'll wait and see. I hope for your sake. Not.
Yeah. Let's hope and pray, mate. All right. I'll go through my value bets that I see. I think Storm to make the top four at 190. I think that's an absolute steal. I mean, we should probably go and look through the history books, but they probably made the top four the last bloody decade, mate. I've also got the Broncos to make the top eight at 190. I think that's more value there. I don't know how they made the eight last year. Well, I mean, maybe that's I'm talking a bit wrong there, but I just think they're a much better side this year, so I can't see them missing out on the eight at 190. I've got Bulldogs most losses at six. Again, mate, I just think looking at their side, and Kieran Foran missing for the first, you know, half of the season. I just see six in odds. That's just, I feel like that's tremendous value. And that was really it. And I wrote down if McGregor, if there's a market for McGregor to be sacked first, and it's at some, you know, at some good odds, maybe something like a, you know, three in odds, four in odds or higher, then I'd be probably taking on that bet too.
Yeah, no, I agree with yours there as well. I think they're pretty safe with the Storm and the Broncos there. We've both got them inside our top fours and our top eights. So I think, yeah, even put them together, mate, and have a crack at them.
Yeah, and all these odds are courtesy of Bet365, who limited me, actually. So probably shouldn't have even mentioned their name. But anyway.
Doing too well, mate.
Oh, too good. But yeah, so I don't know if those odds have changed. Like, I got them last week. So, yeah, by the time this comes out, it's been a week or so. So maybe they've changed. So sorry to you all out there if those odds have dropped, or hopefully they've gotten even higher. But, mate, that's the end of the podcast. NRL Preview 2020, Episode 2 of the Aussie Podcast. What do you reckon, mate? Out of 10, how'd we go?
Oh, mate, we're flying. We've got to be premiership favourites after that effort. No, thank you. Thank you again. It's always a pleasure to do it, and looking forward to the next one already.
Yeah, I was looking through our predictions and how they went in the Big Bash for episode one. We absolutely rubbished the Sydney Sixers and the Sydney Thunder, and they ended up doing all right, didn't they? So maybe
yeah, I got a few quips about that. Don't you worry. a couple of Sydney Sixers fans in my family that gave me a bit of a hard go of it, but you know, that's all right. We put our necks on the chopping board for it, and
well, that's happy the to thing, take mate. Some
constructive feedback.
I'd love to hear their predictions at the season start and what they thought, and see if they had Sydney winning the competition. But yeah, just didn't put their necks out on the line like us, mate. But yeah, I reckon, guys, we've got and we'll have another Aussie podcast, I reckon, coming out very soon. I'm heading over to New York in a couple of weeks, so I'll actually be with the man himself. And, yeah, hopefully we can pump out another Aussie podcast for all you avid Aussie listeners out there.
Perfect. No, looking forward to it.
Cool, mate. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure you do subscribe to the podcast, whether that be on Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to your podcast. Next episode will be on Monday next week, most likely, where it'll just be Marius and I doing our normal talk about Arsenal, Liverpool, EPL, Champions League, all those kind of fun topics. And guys, you can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook by searching Trademate Sports or Odds Hero. Jason, it's been a pleasure, mate. And everyone else, we'll see you very soon.